Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, folks. Jen Bunk here. I am the CEO of the PeopleStack, and welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. You can see I'm playing with location here a little bit. I have my standing desk, slightly different background. We will get something eventually to go right there, something inspirational, put something there. But for now, I'm playing, having fun in my new office, in my new space, getting inspired to do what I can to tell the truth about what's going on in the world right now and how we can help tech managers like you to upgrade your careers, even in the midst of the global pandemic right now, even in the midst of all of the challenges, the very real challenges, the very real disasters almost that are happening right now in the world. And so the topic for this week is, are you ready to compete? Are you ready to jump in the ring and compete with the best of the best so that you can make the impact, so that you can make the difference that you know you're capable of making even right now? Even right now, are you ready to compete? Because we talk about scarcity and abundance a lot here. And so it's one thing to be around people who are just constantly, who have a scarcity mindset, right? Where it's all just, it's never enough and it's not enough. And it's all like, either I get it or you get it. And we don't have enough money. There's not enough time. There's not enough resources. And so it just doesn't matter. It's one thing to be around people like that all the time. And it's another thing entirely to be around people like that and when there's actual scarce resources, because that's where we're living right now. The resources are scarce right now. The metaphor is essentially, if upgrading your career and getting to the next level in your career is like sailing, right now we've been sailing through a 3-4 month storm, like the worst storm in history, the worst storm this century, at least. And sorry, I was getting a notification, which is weird. That never happens. At least not when I'm recording. The worst storm of this century. And that's what it's like right now. It's like, are you ready to compete? Are you ready to thrive through this storm? Because resources are scarce right now. I've talked with many of you. We hear this from clients. Like, the reality is there aren't as many jobs out there right now. The reality is there aren't as many opportunities for growth. There aren't as many opportunities for advancement. Lots of folks are getting laid off. Lots of folks, I hear this time and time again. Like, I was just talking to someone who, she almost had her dream job. Like, it was almost a yes and it was amazing. And then, oh, they pulled it off. They pulled it out from under her. Not because of her, but because they didn't have the money. The company didn't have the money to fund that position anymore. And they decided, yeah, you know what? We don't need to hire someone. And if this hasn't happened to you yet, or hasn't happened to someone that you know yet, this is what's going on in the world right now. And as much as I love to focus on abundance and we got this and we will thrive through it, it's also important to not stick your head in the sand and pretend that there is an abundance of resources when there's not. Because when there's not, you got to deal with the reality of it. You got to be brave. You got to be bold enough to say, this is a problem. Let's fix it. Because for a lot of you right now, for those of you who are on the job market, for those of you who have either been laid off, unfortunately, or maybe you've been fired, or maybe it's been some combination of some weird thing that suddenly you're unemployed for some inexplicable reason. And so you're on the job market, or maybe because you're at a job that's just terrible and you're ready to leave and you're like, I'm ready for that next thing. It's hard enough to be on the job market during calm water times, during times when it's quote unquote smooth sailing. Even that's a challenge because it means doing things that you're not used to. It means networking. It means revamping your resume and your LinkedIn profile. It means collecting testimonials. It means getting positive feedback from people and negative feedback from people. It means having conversations that you're not used to having. So of course they're uncomfortable. It means talking about money. It means articulating your value. It means owning your worth. It means doing all of these things that you're not used to. And that's why even when it's smooth sailing in the rest of the world, and it's even an amazing context and an awesome job market, it's challenging even in the best of times. We are not going through the best of times right now. We are going through the worst of times. So it's that much harder. And I don't say that to scare you. I don't say that to make you feel shame. I don't say that to make you just give up. I say that because that's the reality. Are you ready to compete? Are you ready to fight? Because if you're not, you're going to lose. You're going to lose opportunities for advancement. You're going to lose money. You're going to lose opportunities to build that legacy that you know you're capable of building. And for those of you who are looking to advance internally, you thankfully have a wonderful job and you're looking to level up. It's the same thing. Scarcity mindset, people who, your boss may have one, your colleagues may have a scarcity mindset where they're just like, oh my God, what do we do? This is not possible. I don't see possibilities anywhere. All I see is drama. And then on top of that, there's actually scarce resources too. There's not enough money to go around for the projects that you really want to do. There's not enough time to go around. And then on top of that, you're working remotely. So communication gaps, there's always communication gaps, even when you're working in person, when you're working in the same place. Working remotely, communication gaps, they're huge. And the reason that most of the frustration and most of the, oh my God, why did you do this, happen when you're working with other people is because of communication gaps. And now it's even harder because those gaps are bigger and the resources are smaller. So in the best of times, it's tricky, it's hard, it's challenging to get a promotion. In the worst of times, if you are not ready to fight, if you are not ready to compete for those scarce resources, you're not going to get them. You're not going to win. So the question then becomes, what does it take? What does it take to compete? What does it take to win in this environment right now, where we are sailing through the worst storm in the century ever? What it takes is two things. It takes, number one, a proven, fluid plan. And number two, you need to be able to execute that plan with Herculean consistency. You need both. You need both. Because if you don't have the plan, I mean, you don't have a fluid plan, and by a fluid plan, I mean it's flexible. It's flexible in uncertain times. That's what we're living in right now. We cannot be using inflexible plans right now. We cannot be using plans that cannot bend and shape and mold to the new disaster that happens tomorrow. The plans need to be fluid. So if you don't have that, but you have that ability to show up with that consistency, right? You have that grit, you have that tenacity to execute a plan with Herculean consistency. Like, you have that drive, and a lot of you do. That's why you're listening right now, right? You have that drive, you have that confidence, you have that persistence, you have that grit, and that's important. But without a plan, where are you headed towards? You're just spinning in circles. Your boat is just doing this. It's just spinning in circles. You're not going to get the outcome you want. You're not going to get that promotion. You're not going to get that raise. You're not going to land that hell yes job. So that's what happens without the plan, but with the grit and the Herculean consistency. Now, some of you are planners and you feel like you do have a great plan. And you have a pretty fluid plan as well. And you pride yourself in having amazing plans with amazing contingencies. And you have a spreadsheet to prove it, or a Trello board to prove it. And it's all in Notion. Notion's a great app, by the way. It's all in Notion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here's my plan, and here's the contingencies, and I got this. But you don't have the grit and the tenacity and the courage to carry out that plan with Herculean consistency. Because life. So while you're great at planning, you're not great at the dancing piece of it. Of, oh, I gotta change the plan. Oh, let's go over here. Oh, let's bob and let's weave and let's sail through this storm, even amidst all of this uncertainty right now. So you need both. You need a proven, fluid plan that will help you get to your outcomes, to your career outcomes, and you need to be able to execute that plan with Herculean consistency, along with the fluidness of that plan as well. Executing a fluid plan with Herculean consistency doesn't mean sacrificing the outcome for the process. What it means is that I'm going to stay committed to get that outcome no matter what happens, and I am going to change the plan when it's no longer serving us. You work with what you got. You have a plan, and you execute the plan. And if the plan's not working, you work with what you got. That's what all of this looks like when it comes together. And so that's why it's almost impossible to upgrade your career as a technical leader on your own, especially right now. And I don't want to see you struggling through this. I don't want to see you trying and trying and trying and then failing. I want to see you thriving through this. I want to see you winning. I want to see you competing to win. I want to see you knowing you're going to win. And that's what we're here to help with. Just like any great coach, a sports coach, a fitness coach, a health coach, a relationship coach, we're career coaches. We're here to help you win in your career. And so if you're committed to doing that, and you're committed to competing to win right now, to reach your career outcomes, to build your dream tech career, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. And so I want to be really clear. If you're just kicking tires and you're just maybe kind of sort of, I don't know, maybe I'm committed, maybe I'm interested, I want to find out more about what you do. We talk about all about what we do on these podcasts, on the website, and in my Facebook group. And you can watch our training. You know, just go to thepeoplestack.com and then watch our free training. You can find out what it is that we do, right? We're not here to talk to you if you're just maybe kind of sort of interested. We're here to talk to the people who are absolutely committed to building their dream careers, even amidst this storm. You know you can win, and you also knew that you need some help to get there. So that's who we talk with, thepeoplestack.com/book. So it is our privilege and honor to serve you. It is my privilege and honor to continue to inspire you through the worst of times. Now is the time for us to rise as leaders, as the kings and queens of career development, as the ones who will thrive through this, even though in a lot of ways, externally, it is the worst of times right now. We choose to turn this into the best of times. Because what other option do we have? So that's it for the day, folks. Talk to you again really, really soon. Take care. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.